2077.
Authorize a solicitation for asphalt concrete supply contracts estimated at $15,500,000 for use on street maintenance and preservation projects.
I'll just note that this was moved from the PM agenda to the morning session. This was noticed in the Tuesday memo. Commissioner Saltzman.
Thank you, Mayor. I'll turn it over to our staff person here.
Good afternoon. Michael McGee with the Bureau of Transportation. Thank you, Mayor and Commissioner.
Good afternoon.
Senior engineer, and one of my functions is pavement management along with solving problems for the maintenance operations. This is a 5-year contract with multiple vendors. The asphalt we use is to fill potholes, do routine maintenance, preventive maintenance. It's a year-round operation. We need these plants to be located throughout the city, so it's important that we have access to asphalt summer, winter, spring, fall, throughout the city. So this is intended to give us the access to the asphalt we need to do good work. And I'm here to answer any questions you have about the contracts or the RFP.
Colleagues, any questions? Any public testimony on this item?
Testimony?
Yes. Any testimony on this item?
Yes, I have Charles Bridge Crane Johnson.
Charles, we're going to run out of a quorum soon.
Pardon Perfect. Me? Good. Thank you.
I move to limit my testimony to 1 minute. So, Charles Bridge Crane Johnson, we talked a couple weeks ago about the Smart City Initiative, and I'm moving back to 6 inches away. So, I have no qualms with you voting this money, but I think that many of our neighbors would agree that part of our Smart City Initiative needs to be rapid deployment of some of these potholes. There has to be a way with some kind of impact monitoring in TriMet vehicles or city vehicles that we can do better at quickly filling, using this asphalt as for the purpose that was discussed, ameliorating potholes. There should be a way that when city trucks detect a pothole, that stuff isn't there for us to complain about in the 4-week window it takes to sign up for testimony. So, no problem with you voting in favor of this, but I hope it's part of not just a business as usual, but an improving business strategy. Also, part of that is if you've ever tried to cross the street out here, sometimes asphalt doesn't work. We can have multiple inch variations of the level of the asphalt in the sidewalk that impair people with mobility problems. So keep that in mind. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Please call the roll.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The ordinance is adopted. Item 7.